last few important days to offer great service to the sentient beings, in particular those human beings that who is nearby, who has karmic affinity to Buddha Dharma, in particular Lama Tsongkhapa's teaching of Lam Rim. So since our center is well established and this center is well blessed by many gurus, in particular the center is established with a great vision by Nama Sajjana Sobhanabhachya, our guru, and this center also has a blessing and a vision by Swamitana Lama. Whatever center that Nama Sobhanabhachya established, Rinpoche does inform his Son of Dalai Lama. After getting blessing from his Son of Dalai Lama, Rinpoche encourage the certain inspired member to form the students get together and to form activities like exactly what happened during the week, and fellow senior members were inspired by Rinpoche's quality, Rinpoche's vision, and Rinpoche received the vision and blessing from His Holiness, then asked the initial senior members to establish the center. And due to the blessing and visions of His Holiness Dalai Lama and Kyabje Nama Sopa Rinpoche, and supported by many great masters, great gurus like Ken Rinpoche, our center, even though the member may be smaller, but then even though the place may be small compared to many other centers, but then the service that we offer, if not more, not less than what the great communities of the Dharma community can offer to the preservation of the Dharma, is the benefit of sentient beings. Whatever we are offering service from here, no different than the service that offered by the three great monasteries. Even though we don't have a kind of Sangha community and conducting those extensive philosophical studies, but we study the essence of the Buddha Dharma, the Lam Rim. And a PMD organization is standing very also elegantly. I don't know whether I used the right word. The community may be small, the center may be small, the people may not be loud, but it stands very, very magnificently, it's because of this organization provide the essence of Buddha's teaching, the study, as well as meditations and practices, such as study on Lam Rim and Lojong. So that's the that's the unique thing that APMD offer. You may hear, you may see many centers, even in just in KL, hundreds of organizations, hundreds of Buddhist centers, many Tibetan Buddhist centers. They are doing wonderful work, wonderful, amazing Dharma works. But then again, what we are doing here, the study of Lam Rim, every one of them will rejoice and will be pleased. Those organizations and the different tradition organizations and the masters that who genuinely practice Dharma, who genuinely serve Buddha Dharma, who genuinely help sentient beings, everyone will rejoice. But those who do not understand Dharma, those who against Dharma, then of course may criticize our center, criticize the way what we are doing, may jeopardize us, it's due to lack of knowledge, lack of the understanding of the what we are doing. Otherwise, for the high being, for the learned ones, for the wise one, whatever we do here is an object of praise and object of rejoicing. So that's something that which we all should feel very satisfying, very fortunate, and bring this acknowledgement as an inspirational force for us to do even more beneficial things. You know, since the practice that we provide is very precious, very rare, those who encounter into such kind of practice and opportunities also very rare. It's not because of we are not doing the right thing, that's why we have limited people. And because of we are doing two right things, that's why very little people can able to consume and merit, you know, to engage, to able to understand, to able to encounter. You know, I always give an example of diamond. Not everybody has a diamond. It's not because a diamond is like kind of like that, worthless. Very limited people have a diamond because diamond is too worth, too expensive. You know, I mean, in a worldly concept, diamond is very precious, isn't it? You know, but yesterday I watched a documentary. Diamond is very nasty. It causes many people death and blood. So whatever it is, but in the worldly world, diamond is very precious. You know, very expensive. You know, not many people can afford. It's not because of diamond. It's just an ordinary stone. Similar thing. Sometimes we may have a kind of say, how come? This Lama keeps saying that we are so good, we are doing the right thing, we are doing, you know, like can be praised by everybody, the wise one, but we have so many, so little people, you know, when we conduct so little people, you know, then you can compare. If you show a very exciting movie outside, in the movie theater will be more people. That doesn't mean that the movie is more important than the Lama. So we cannot count with how many people we have, how big space we have. It comes with what we, what is our program. And the program is really not only because of being as a Geluk tradition, that's why we are so proud of, you know, like studying Mandarin. You know, there's a continuous kind of program to, you know, to learn Mandarin. Everybody, you know, as I mentioned, all the wise ones will be rejoice. So therefore, Thousand Offering Event is one of the platforms that we can introduce a lot of newcomers. So we need a very exciting and very, very wonderful program to share our merit and to share our abilities and to share the opportunity to more people. So that requires a lot of effort from our members. You need to put a great effort. We have good ideas how to inspire people. You know, how to connect people. You may need to spend a lot of money, you may need to spend a lot of energy, a lot of time, a lot of sacrifice, but then again, it's worth. Many of us know, there's many members are actually connected LDC through Thousand Offering Events. Because, oh, I know about LDC from the Thousand Offering Event of 2000, whatever, you know. There's many of that. So therefore, whatever it is, we have all the positive reason to come together to make this event successful. You know, and we are also very lucky. The wonderful Lama is going to lead, like Parinbache, who has a great heart for our center, who already have a very strong affinity with many of our members. Many of us have received his advice, teachings. We have felt, you know, very fortunate, you know, the Dharma events with him in the past. And he's coming. You know, he will be leading the prayers. And, you know, it's such a wonderful Lama that whatever puja they conduct, whatever teaching they conduct with this total pure motivation, you know, and solely to benefit others. So therefore, just him being very good Lama alone there, none of us create any platform, he also cannot do much. So you see, so everybody is important. Lama is important, all of us is important, and the rest of our members are so important to participate in the program. And we need to encourage the rest of our members, you know, to everybody to put effort during 1,000 offering, even at least you liberate one person. Each person go out there to encourage one person to connect to the Lama Tsongkhapa, connect to the Lamrim teaching, at least plant a seed imprint. You know, so each person take a responsibility in that. We have a few hundred members. You know, we may able to introduce a few thousand people. You know, definitely I will put effort to bring few new people. you know, I already asked you people already. I even asked from abroad. Thousand offering event, you have to come, okay, it's very good for you, very meaningful, you know, you should participate this principle. I already started my work because I want a lot of marriage. You know, even though yesterday in the big classes it is a bit selfish, but it's still beneficial. For the benefit of them, I feel it's wonderful to be that much selfish to put some effort, you know. So I'm sure every one of you will do that. You have already started to do that. But we also find a way to educate this to the rest of our members. The rest of the members should understand this. You know, not in order to benefit sentient beings, benefit this organization, to use this platform as the most meaningful way, that does not require to be an ESCO member. Does not require to be an office staff. Does not require to be a resident teacher. Is every member have to take the responsibility to fulfill Buddha's wish, fulfill our Guru's wish, fulfill His own and Dalai Lama's wish. You know, we have to work harder, because if we don't work harder, many people, many new innocent people, will direct it to a wrong path. You know, so we have to work hard to connect to more people. We have, you know, the advertisement is not about promoting yourself. Advertisement is we are letting other people to know that there is a right path if you wish to choose. But if we don't let people know, there's so many people hungry about Dharma, searching about Guru, searching about path, searching about spiritual life. But then the controversial practitioners are more aggressive to advertise themselves, then people will be guided to the wrong path. Okay? So the advertisement, like let's say 1,000 offering event, it may cost a lot of money, but advertisement is very important. You know, because the manpower, you know, we have a limited resources now. You know, so advertisement, like a newspaper, you know, somehow the condition of the word from a newspaper would definitely at least 10-20 people will be introduced to that to this society. And maybe this year they may just realize the society, may not join the program. Maybe 5 years later, maybe they will ripen the karma and fully mature, they will come back and start to learn Namrim. You know, as long as we achieve the purpose of introducing somebody to learn the Namrim, we know. But then for that, for initially people are ordinary, they're interested in initiation, they're interested in puja. So these are skillful means. Of course, puja has a benefit, but ultimate purpose is not just about conduct puja for people. Ultimate purpose is for them to study Lamrim. And as I mentioned during the class, Lamrim is the 84,000 teaching. Lamrim is the knowledge of the five treaties. Okay, so like that. So every one of us have to work. Work with a lot of happiness, you know, and with a lot of happiness that, you know, that I got this opportunity to create this place as a serviceable to so many other people to choose the right path. So like that. So therefore, a lot of work, but then again, it's a very rejoicing. Very rich. So all the different, even like sponsorship, like candle offerings. Some people, you know, in their whole life, in the name of Buddha, you know, to get an opportunity to own candle never happened. And we know the merit and the benefit. If you, in the name of Buddha, you offer one candle light to a Buddha, how much merit? How much merit that you will obtain. We know this. But there's so many people don't know at all about that. So we at least let them, at least once in their life, to connect the affinity with the Buddha just by, you know, letting inspire them to offer one candle. It may not cost a lot of money, maybe $5, maybe $20. You know? But they spend $20 for their meal. But in one whole life, they establish a karmic affinity with offering, sacrificing $20 in the name of Buddha. So we are not doing business here. No, we have to be very clear that even the collecting donations, you know, we are just giving purely Dharma opportunity to people. Offering candle is also Dharma. Yeah, the few opportunities, even like offer robes to Sangha, is solely for them to accumulate merit, purely to Dharma. But whether to become a pure Dharma, all of us who involve to organize this have to have a pure motivation. So we need to conduct this event with total bodhicitta motivation, total pure Dharma motivation. We have to feel desperate that so much sentient beings, so many human beings, even though they have a wisdom of human being, but they never meet the Dharma, they never meet the teachings on the wisdom. You know? So you feel that if I don't work harder, if we don't put extra effort to attract more people, then life is so impermanent. Maybe there's no chance for them again to connect with Buddha. So these are not psychological way for us to make us to stimulate us to work, but this is the real thing. This is the real thing. I get many great masters, many lamas, many monks, you know, and many of you that who just genuinely volunteer to do all this. I'm sure this could be the motivation only. If you don't have this motivation, why? You'd rather stay at home, watch TV, enjoy, you know? Isn't it? You also have this motivation, but there's many people do not have this understanding. So we again need to educate. So especially the volunteers, when the new people come, the supreme important, of course the motivation is there, the welcoming kind of attitude, verbally, physically, and mentally is there. New people come in, the kind of the feel of welcoming them to this place. They may be first time in LDC, and they may be maybe last time in LDC, or they may be this is first and but will many times in come this time. But you have to plan a kind of impression to them that this is really a peaceful, wonderful, Dharma friendly, you know, peace. So everyone, you know, not only the usher that smile at people, everybody, from from myself, including Rinpoche who come, all the Sangha, every one of us, we have to put ourselves as a servant to everybody. So we have to be very humble, very respectful. So we need to elucidate some kind of Dharma from our physical body and the way we talk, isn't it? I'm sure you have more understanding than me like that, but in case there's people that who don't have, then this is things that something that we have to educate. So people come in at least just, you know, like, don't bother at all. Very annoying, because I see from my window, you know, how people react to different people. I see from my window, I see everything. And sometimes, you know, you just don't bother. And the person, I think it's first time to the sender, it's kind of like, don't really know that there's a true door already, you know, don't know that door to enter or this door to enter. You know, and you as somebody already in the center, at least say hello. At least have to say hello. Hello, can I help you? Isn't it? This is the usual practice, isn't it? But honestly speaking, many we don't practice. Even this, so important, even if you stay in office, who as a Sangha here, as go, anybody, as long as we are in this gate, we have to represent Buddha. I always say, we have to represent Shakyamuni Buddha, we have to represent Lama Tsongkhapa, we have to represent Lama Zopa, we have to represent Nisana Dalai Lama. If we don't behave nicely, he will reflect to all of them. Lama Zopa Sangha shouldn't go. People are very cold. Lama Zopa Sangha. LDC, Lama Zopa Sangha, very cold people. You know, like not welcoming, not even smile, not even say hello. You know? Even go to one shopping center, you know, you can see that how much people put effort Because they want, they appreciate the people. Like Gandhi says, you know, the customers. You know, if this is Dharma customers, you know. Like you can you say that? You know, we are not like a selling Dharma, but we are the one that is promoting Dharma, and we are the actually protector of Dharma. We are the one who preservation of Dharma. You know, we want to preserve the Dharma. So to preserve the Dharma, more people need to know, and more people need to practice the Dharma. Otherwise, how to preserve it, isn't it? So Gandhi was always there. To be successful, our country, the visitors, I mean the foreigners or whoever, the customers are the wife of God. King. We have to receive them, treat them like a king. From Dharma point of view, we even need to put extra effort because we have an extra purpose, extraordinary purpose. So I guess even some of the other organizations, just give an example like teaching. You know, there are some wonderful trainings. You know, those volunteers and those members somehow are, it's like you just want to be part of them. You can't wait to be part of them because you feel so good. And we are still ordinary people. We need to feel good for in order for us to be part of them. So everybody need to put some smile, you know, like not a fake one, you know, genuinely. Because people also understand the fake smile, you know, it's very, also very annoying, rather don't smile. You know. But when we understand the purpose, then the smile really genuinely, it comes from our heart. And that smile will be the first impression that Dharma is so wonderful. And our guru, then the moment you say, this is our guru, our teacher, they will immediately feel, I'm sure the teacher is a wonderful one because the student is so wonderful. He will reflect. You know, and that is service to our guru. You know? Then they will say, oh, I'm sure their Buddha must be very good because they all are tame. They all are well tame. You know? So you see, something like that. So of course.
Everybody here, I think,
is
very committed to the center. And prepared to work very hard for the 1K event, but many would feel shy to actually ask people to sponsor things for the money side because we feel that spiritual people shouldn't touch this topic. How should we actually think here?
No, as I mentioned earlier, we are just providing opportunity. Like I also went through a situation that I had to go and raise money, fund for project. My sole motivation is that there's so many people, you know, that never ever get an opportunity to establish a virtuous, real virtuous karma, which is cause for liberation, which is the Dharma karma, Dharma. Never. You know, they do a lot of kind of like kind charities, but for Dharma, you know, never get the opportunity. So I feel that I'm so fortunate, I should share opportunity with them. So I tell them, I say, oh, you know, I'm doing this, you know, this is something, it's a cause for all the goodness, you know, so, you know, I believe and I think it's very good for you, if you feel it's good for you, you're welcome, this is the opportunity. I think we should feel proud to do that, you know, our motivation is not a business. You know, we don't have to have that kind of uneasiness. Today is a very special day. You know, later we have a Tara Puja. There's a candle. You know, I think the best thing that you can do is you offer the candle. Or since you put all effort so much, you come all the way here. You're very fortunate. You're wonderful. You're very fortunate. You know, don't go. You know, fulfilling the greatest benefit. You know, that is offer a candle. Is medicine Buddha Puja offer a kind of medicine Buddha? You know? You see? So you should feel proud of doing that because your motivation is correct. You know it definitely will benefit the person. You know, people may misunderstand, doesn't matter. But your motivation is totally correct. And most people may not misunderstand. Since people put effort all the way to come here, I'm sure they want to do something. Then the like This time I think we have a rope, offer rope, yeah? So then you can these ropes are to offer to Sangha. And Sangha is a Buddha's force. Sangha is a root of preservation of Buddha Dharma. The Sanghas are never asking ropes, but to accumulate for we people. So we know that there's very Sanghas that there's opportunity for us to make offering of ropes. So this time that we have this opportunity, would you like to participate in this meritorious, vast meritorious deed? I think after saying people may not participate, you should still thank you for them, and you should feel so happy, because it's like a chanting, counting mantra. Like you say 10 times, you accumulated 10 times of such a vast virtues. But you just keep quiet there, then lost the opportunity. Anyway, you need to stand there and say it, you know. So the more you say, so each person come in, you say, even, you know, you say at least one to the person, so much merit, because your intention and the word also very virtuous. And also participating in the pujas. You know, I think during the 1K event there's many of the opportunities to participate in the puja. Maybe that could be their initial kind of like a condition to ripen their karma to the Dharma. So you have this motivation for you to chant. Ever since until you come all the way here, this puja is really, really, you know, contacted by such a great master, and definitely will benefit you. Yeah. Even you cannot stay for whole session, maybe stay for about 5-10 minutes, very good for you. Because you are represented as a volunteer, people will trust you, people will listen to you. You know, you are saying this because you understand. So people will definitely listen to you. Isn't it? Then you explain the benefit, the most important is by offering candle, you know. It will bring a lot of wisdom, because sometimes for very newcomer, someone suddenly say that you offer candle will purify your ignorance. Then you sometimes feel offended. You think I'm so ignorant. You know? So you need it's ignorant. You know? Sometimes people like, so we have to use skillful way, saying that, you know, by offering candle it will bring great high wisdoms. You know, great high wisdom. And you will accumulate a lot of merits. By offering flower, you know, will accumulate a lot of merit. You will also beautify, you know, your life with a lot of good qualities. You know, you offer flower to the Buddha. Newcomer, you have to explain the positive way. I think in the negative way, some people have a lot of ego. The first time coming in, they have no ego. How come you are judgment to judge me that I have a lot of ignorance? Then we'll get into trouble. But I guess the friendliness is, I think, especially we need few people just hanging around the gate area. You know, some people they just lost their way from the gate. They just to enter into a gate, people are scared a lot. Mm-hmm. People have a lot of fears. People don't know whether this is a human being place or ghost place or spirit place, especially if it's a Dharma. And many people don't understand Dharma. People think it's like cult. Because many people encounter a lot of unfortunate kind of events and people in the name of Dharma, and people kind of introduce ghosts, spirit, all sort of things. Yeah. You know, so since we know that, we have to make sure that, you know, the impression from the gate, you know, we kind of like that. We are just one real, ordinary, but good person, like you. You know, you come to here is you're coming to those people, right people will go. Like for me also, if you go outside, you see some kind of banners, some kind of like a color other than the, you know, like a white color, you know, or red, yellow, I feel also uneasy. Don't know whether I should go in or not, you know, don't know whether this is pure or not. Like, all sort of confusion is there. I'm sure many people who first time come to LDC may have. So that we have to clear. So that's why when we wear, also we have to wear something that is normal, presentable. people will find that it, you know, there's a lot of, you know, normal people are there, so I'm going there, then even at, so I guess you need a lot of people hanging around. Then I think introducing toilet is very important. Everybody, you need washroom here, you will need the water, it's very comforting. Just these two words, introduce toilet, introduce food and drink. It's the most comforting thing. Then maybe they may have a, some kind of space for them to, like kind of ask about Dharma, or at least when we talk about Dharma, that they can receive it. So just whoever comes, say, oh, welcome. If you need a washroom, it's inside there. If you need drinks and food, it's just behind there. You know, just by hearing this, you know, already feel like, wow, so generous. You know, like, it's like so good. So I think it's very important. It's not only 1K time, all the time. Whoever, let's say in the center, William not there, Faye not there, let's say Gavin not there, it just happened to be one person, maybe you. So you have to represent Shakyamuni Buddha, you have to represent Namasopa, Namasopa, and add this. To make sure that whoever comes in, the most comfortable. So there's no kind of appointed person. As long as we are already inside here, everybody has a table in charge. So that's what I believe. So I will try my best from my side, and I'm sure you will try from your side. But I also, each individual of us, we have a different circle of friends. So when you get opportunity, good to share this. Because it's not form of lecturing, it's form of like a good human ethical kind of discipline. So, you know, you may be able to share with at least 10, 20 people. You may be able to share with 10, 20 people. You have your own common group of people. You have your own. So we will eventually will cover everybody. So if everybody have that attitude, then wonderful. I think for long term, this is not only now. I think we need to eventually have to educate our people like that. And also the voice, again, since I get the opportunity. Even though you may have a very loud voice, just a nature, but then again, when we interact with a newcomer, we have to just be very soft. We have to bring our voice to a lower volume. Because again, I see people are too, this is your nature, but people don't have the wisdom to understand this is your nature. People feel you are very domineering. You know, so as a Dharma, Buddha already said, the mind, the body, the speech, all should manifest and subdued. So it's everything we have to be gentle, I guess. Everything has to be gentle. So I think this is important. Thank
you. Okay. May I just put some of Krishna's last words into a message for...
No problem. And also the volunteers during the pujas and during the teachings, it's not something necessary that you must sit down on the floor. As long as that you can able to hear the prayers, as long as the moment puja is started, that you pass it through your motivation, that you also participate in the puja, you are naturally benefited. And of course, as the volunteers will benefit even greater, because you are actually creating for so many people to actually to have this opportunity. See? So we cannot feel like by being volunteer we miss the program. So we cannot feel that. Then let's say if it's an initiation, then some of you may be sitting at the counter, you can sit still on the counter. Do the repetitions, do the visualizations. The initiation is required to do the visualizations and the repetitions and frustrations, washing out, all is required. If it's giving lung, this time Rinpoche will give a very profound lung or a transmission on the few important sutras. At that time, even you are volunteering, but then you you be within the compound where you can able to hear the entire room. So that's again, people come to visit. If there's any new people, they may not know how to listen the room completely. Maybe they may go halfway, but then again, we can educate them, but educate with skillfulness. Are you leaving? Say, are you aware that if you wish to receive the oral transmission, normally it's regarded beneficial to receive completely? And if you are going to the washroom, you try your best to, you know, to hear the voice, that kind of thing. Otherwise, again, they say, oh, you're going to the washroom. They say, oh, you break, you know, you won't listen. So again, I'm sure I myself need to train more in that. You all perfected. I'm saying for myself, I have to be very skillful. Or maybe you can just put some small notes. When we say, if we don't say properly, people will be offended. So, but we still put effort to educate them. So I don't know whether you put some small notes during the long time, in order to receive complete room, that you need to hear everything. Even you go to the washroom, or you have to make sure that you listen whole complete transmission like that. Then the volunteers from the committee side, volunteers, every volunteer should have a lot of drink, a lot of food to eat during the works. You know, I'm sure that all the time they're taking care of that. Because sometimes they walk, you know, there's no kind of place for them to time to eat and drink. Because it's a very hard work. So we need to have Milo's, not coffee, not water, not plenty, you know, abundant somewhere in the kitchen, whatever, so that each individual should be taken care of well. Otherwise, if sick, then you cannot benefit many people. So you have to be well taken care of. So that have to be, I guess, provided by the center.
Krishna, the only time that this compound has to be very quiet is before that Kala initiation. At all the times, people are free to come in and out there.
Yeah. I think since Rinpoche, during the 3-day event, Rinpoche most of the time either conduct a session or either in the room. So people should be accessible to upstairs. Because upstairs there are a lot of holy objects, and we have on the light, and we have to on the candles and let people to, you know, view the holy objects. And plus, people also use the library, so it won't affect the sanghas. It won't affect Rinpoche because we have our rooms, right? So it should be accessible. And then by then, I think the 3D mandala will be roughly, I think, actualized, given. So also, if we need some kind of people usher that we can also invite, you know, through the people inside and explain the mandala, the benefits. And somebody explain up there. And at least show a library, because when you introduce the library, you say that, oh, in future, you know, if you like to, we have a very good collection of Dharma, books, the wisdom books. Can you say wisdom books? Yeah. Sometimes people don't want to hear much about Dharma, also, like a wisdom. You're almost welcome. So maybe some people have only come up with that, don't have come up with the rest of the thing. Then we also need an usher to introduce the pandits. You know, when people come in, we need an usher to who the pandits are. You know, what is their role for Buddha Dharma? They are our root guru. You know, they are our lineage guru. They are our lineage teacher. You know, so we have to say all the teachings and everything. So we have to explain. You know, then we have to explain the stupa, the benefit. You can tell the story. If you have some time, you tell them. I have an interesting story to share. You know, 3-4 people gather and share he reincarnated as a fly. Then during the raining, raining season, the fly was so around the stupa there's water, then the cow dung going around, then the fly attached to the cow dung. Just made one round, his next life got chance to become a sangha, you know, become an arahat. You know? Very fortunate, you know, so many stupas. You know, you should make one round, very good for you. And prayer will be able to do it. People may not know what's inside. A lot of poignant mantras, compassion with the mantra. And you can also share the story. Just one story, repeat again and again. During Buddha's time, there's one old lady, you know, about to die. Within 1 week, she will die. Buddha predicted. And after die, she will born into the hell. You know, so after consulting the Buddha, so Buddha says, there is a cure. The cure is for you to you know, accumulate the Kuan Yin's mantra, how many, I think, billions and billions. But you only have 1 week, how to? You know? So then after that, Buddha said, don't worry, I will ask all the villagers and all my sanghas to write the mantra and make it numbers, billions, whatever numbers, then to create a prayer wheel, then turn. Each turning, whatever contains on the prayer wheel, the mantra, accumulate the verse, merit. So due to that, she obtained arahatship. Instead of going down, she rather obtained, she prolonged her life, she obtained arahatship. So much benefit. So we are actually very lucky that we are able to host 1K event in our own center. We know the benefit. So many, you know, the medicine Buddha, thousands of medicine Buddha. You should, sometimes people don't look up on her. isn't it?
Yeah.
So you have to just show up, you know, to introduce medicine Buddha all the time. So many things to show. Isn't it?
Yeah.
So many. You know, I think one person to tour LDC, you know, take a few hours.
That's true.
So there's many things we can do. So, but it's still, I mean, the volunteers, it's a lot of work. Okay. For public, like at least when they're thirsty, when drink water, you think you should have a, like, kind of water to drink somewhere?
Remember very kindly sponsoring water cups.
Wow, okay.
3,000 liters. That's quite a lot. Water cups. There'll be free public food and water.
So everybody has right motivation. I think many of you have been involving many thousand offering events. So it's we went through a lot of hardship, you know, just to move all the objects here and there, you know, so much hardship. Hopefully this year it's a slightly lesser work from that side, but still there's a huge work to be done. Everybody do.
Thank you.
Say so much. Once you give me a chance to speak, then I cannot stop.
Please.
No. Okay. Any question?
Last time in big tour, the event's going on, people come in and they have to talk, and the noise can be quite loud. And now in a smaller place, if everybody is doing prayer but outside,
I think it's still okay. Outside, still okay. Let's say, even during the puja, I think conversation, I think it's still okay right there. I think it's okay. Because the puja can be quite loud. So, I think it won't affect. I think it won't affect.
Parking,
because I think even when we do program in the Chinese Assembly Hall, even the most crowded time, I think not more than I think 100 people, 100, 200, 150.
Sometimes the volunteers can be more than
that. Yeah. So. Because the assembly hall also not that very big. then everybody is impact. So, so I think we still can afford to accommodate. Let's say it's raining and too many people, you know, how wonderful so many people, too many people, you can let them sit on upstairs. Upstairs in the hall, let them sit upstairs. And you can fill up this, because the stage, each station is a not long station. So you can just fill up all the way. I think that's okay. If it's raining, never mind. You can introduce the bandits from inside here. So I think it's okay. Let's say Rinpoche is still doing pujas, whatever. There should be, you know, way that you can still do your maybe the counters. Maybe some counters will be affected. Then we try to squeeze. Hopefully, one more rain, no rain. Normally, thousand of event time, not no really, no rain.
Rain. This last year rain.
Rain. So hopefully.
Normally, 1K event there's like an MC and opening speech. So this year there's none. You know, it's straight into the program. Should we just do that?
I think you need, I think, one MC, I think, just to say that, you know.
But no need speech, just the MC.
No need speech, I think. I think no need speech. Maybe that you decide, speech, you know, but to introduce the people, you know, what the program is starting, you know, before the budget comes down. Let's say any stations, I think, as a gesture that people do stand up, you know, and also can educate during some newcomers that you can actually bow to the Buddhas, to altar, before the session is done. I think this is a common Buddhist practice, I think everybody is okay. So then before Lama go up, pass the race, you know, so somebody have to say, I think, that's it. Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay.